Save! usually right about now we'd have fellowship. I'm going to go ahead and ask the preacher to come. Everybody be seated and let's go ahead. You come mind the Lord. Will you do that? Listen, if the Lord wants you to sing, we want you to sing. We want you to mind the Lord and do all that. But I feel real impressed. It's time for the preacher to preach. Go ahead and come, Brother Lau. You mind the Lord and give me what God gives you, friend. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Bless your heart.
Amen.
I love you. Amen. Have your Bibles. Turn with me to the book of Philippians, chapter number 4. I need the help of the Lord this evening.
Yeah.
I was asked one time whether I preached. How did I preach? And said, do you preach truth or do you preach in the spirit? And
go ahead, brother.
You know, a man can preach truth and it be dry as bone.
Right. You're right.
But if you preach in the spirit, the truth will be in it.
Right.
And boy, I ain't much.
Go ahead, preacher.
But the Lord is.
Hey,
and I tell you, I respect your pastor in this pulpit and this church. I appreciate the good service we had. July the 3rd, I ain't forgot about a turtle, and I thought a lot about that service, and I told Brother Kevin that night, I said, well, how about Friday night? That's how ready I was to come back, or Thursday night. I didn't care about the 4th of July, all that stuff. I'm thankful I'm an American, thankful for my country, but Lord's been dealing my heart. I just want to preach in the spirit tonight.
Right. Thank God.
I want you to watch with me. I've read this till my eyes is crossed, and I know you all know this scripture. I know your preacher and pastor, and I ain't got nothing new tonight. But you pray for us that the Lord help us.
Hallelujah.
Boy, I'm glad I'm saved tonight.
Tell it, brother.
I tell you, I just don't know how well my voice will hold up. I'm just trusting the Lord. We had the only way I know put it, just a barn burner last night at church. And I tell you what, that service is gone. It's the fifth night of the week. The eighth month and the eighth day. I'm telling you, I've been looking for something good to happen. Verse number four. I'm gonna read one verse, and I ask that you leave your Bibles open if you would follow along with me later on. I know most of you can probably quote this verse.
Oh, that's a good one, brother.
Bible says this. Verse number four, Philippians chapter number 4. The Bible said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, God, as we humbly bow with our unworthy hands, God, we come before you this evening, God, with a heavy heart. God, you know the need in the hearts and lives of men, women, boys, and girls. Father, I pray, God, that you'd help me, Lord, to find our place. God, help us, Lord. God, put us in that special place. God, that man cannot preach without. God, preach us in the power and in the spirit and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost of God. Illuminate our mind and immerse our spirit in your word. Help us, Lord, to glean. God, that we may glean and gather, Lord, this evening from your precious word, that we might leave here better than what we've come. Father, I pray, God, that you'd help me, Lord, this evening. God, give us that unction and that utterance, God, that man cannot preach without. Oh, God, we need you. God, I want to hear from heaven, Lord, tonight. God, I pray you bless this church and this pastor. In the lovely name of Jesus, we beg and ask. Amen and amen. Oh, praise the Lord. I've already come disconnected already. I was doing something today. I had to go to a job site and do a little bit of training. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to hook up or not. But we was in a metal building, and we was in this metal building, and my phone was having really difficult time trying to get connection inside that metal building. And I was actually training a pastor. That's who I was training him on some stuff. And I told him, I said, boy, I said, I'm glad my connection with the Lord ain't like this. I said, there's been times in my life it has, amen. Oh, but I'm glad my connection with the Lord is not like that, not spotty. I mean, it's full coverage, praise God. Amen. But as we look at this passage of Scripture tonight, the Bible said, it said this verse, and it reminds me of another verse over there in the book of 1 Thessalonians. And the Bible said, in everything give thanks. That's what this verse reminds me of, where he said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. And in this passage of Scripture, he writes this. He writes, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. I don't even know. I just by way of introduction, I just want to say, boy, I've got a lot to rejoice about tonight. In one place he said, don't rejoice that the demons are subject unto you, but rather rejoice that your name's been recorded in the Lamb's book of life. I'm glad I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, right where I'm standing tonight, I might not never make it back home, but I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I've got something down in my heart worth rejoicing about. Amen. Listen to me. Everything in my life might be falling apart right now, but I've got something worth rejoicing over. Listen to me. As I begin to think about this passage of Scripture, the Bible begin. And listen, I don't even know how this is going to go. I'm just trying. Listen, you might have an outline, but I'm trying to get in line. Amen. And as we begin to think about this verse here, I mean, there's a lot of times we come out to the house of God and we just don't feel like rejoicing. Amen. And I tell you, the Lord has been dealing in my heart. Brother Kevin asked me, I believe sometime in the month of February, about this service, and it went a different way. And listen, we're here tonight, and I've been thinking about this for about 6 months, and I've been, but this is something I've been dealing, the Lord's been dealing with me in my heart, and us in our church, and it's concerning the word worship tonight. And if the Lord would help us, I want to preach, and I know this is an odd thought for a service like this, but I want to preach on a thought, a wounded worship tonight, on wounded worship. And the Bible said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, and I tell you, it's easy to rejoice when everything's going good, amen. I mean, when everything's hunky-dory and the flowers are blooming and everything's just beautiful in your life, it's easy to rejoice. But whenever, listen, when the bottom falls out, amen, I'm glad I'm still able to worship Him, amen. And listen to me, as I begin to study about this, I've studied about that word worship, and the Lord's been dealing with me in my heart, and if there's ever one thing that I want to be right in my heart, if there's ever one thing I want to be right, I want my worship to be right. Amen. Listen to me. I mean, He is so worthy to be worshiped tonight. Hey, listen to me. I mean, the average church, I mean, I don't even think they really know what worship really is. Listen to me. I mean, listen, I want my worship to be right in my life. Hey, listen, in the house of God, I believe this ought to be a place where worship is very common. Amen. And nowadays, worship is not very common. Amen. And as I begin to think about the word worship, the etymology of the word worship comes from the word worship. Amen. Amen. And listen to me tonight. Amen. What is God worth to you tonight? Amen. What's He worth to you? Oh, listen to me. If you and I knew the effort that God went through to save you and I, if you and I knew the effort that God put in worship be right, Kevin?
Yes. Yes,
preacher. I want my worship be right. And I believe there's some things in this scripture that I want you to look with me in your Bible that is a cause of the wounded. I believe that David said one time, I believe in the book of Psalms, he said, "For my heart is wounded within me." Listen to me. There's some things that wounds our worship here. If you look with me in verse number 6, the Bible said, he starts out writing, he says, "Be careful for nothing." Amen. He said, "Be careful for nothing." I believe worry will wound our worship, don't you? Amen. He said, "Be careful for nothing." Worry, listen to me. I guarantee it, if I asked you to raise your hand tonight, whether you're worried about something, everybody probably have something they'd worried about. Amen. But I ain't asking you to hear that tonight because God don't want me to. But you know what? Deep down in your mind and in your heart, there's things that you're worried about right now. Hey, listen to me. But worry will wound your worship. Amen. See, that's the problem. We worry about things that is out of our control. Amen. Hey, listen to me. Things that we can't do anything about. Amen. Listen to me. Hey, but ain't the Bible amazing? Amen. Don't you love the Word of God? Amen. The Bible, he gives us the problem right here. He said, "Be careful for nothing." Amen. For nothing. Hey, listen to me. For nothing. Don't you worry about anything. God's got it under control. Right here. He said, "Be careful." He said, "Be careful for nothing." The word "careful" means to be full of care. Praise God, I'm glad. He told me, he said, whenever you're full of care, he said, your heart's burning down and you just don't feel like you can go on anymore. He said, "Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you." Listen, anybody got anything they're worried about? Amen. He just said, "Cast all your cares and worries on me." He said, "I care for you. I love you." And listen to me. The Bible gives us the problem, but then he gives us the solution. He said, in everything, he said, listen what it said, by prayer. Amen. Ain't you thankful that we've got a way to communicate to a thrice holy God, that when we're worried about things, ain't you glad we've got a direct line? Amen. Ain't you glad? Amen. That we've got a connection. Amen. That ain't spotted. Amen. But it's right in line. And ever we worried about something, we can just go into the throne room of God. That word prayer right there, it kind of means private worship. Private worship. And see, our worship has been wounded because we're worried about things. And I'm still thankful. I can't remember if it's right or not. You correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's 307, "Take it to the Lord in prayer." Is that not right? "If the road before you offers not but toil and pain, if the sun is hidden by dark clouds of rain, if without a ray of hope your life is filled with care, take it to the Lord in prayer." Amen. Listen to me in this passage of scripture. They see that word prayer right there. It's concerning private worship. Amen. Private worship. Listen to me. Don't you dare think. Amen. Listen. Y'all got quiet on me right here. Amen. Listen to me. Don't you dare think. Amen. That you can come in the house of God and worship even if you do not worship first at the house. Amen. There's a private worship. Amen. Hey, listen to me. If you don't worship him at home, don't expect to come here and worship him. Amen. Our worship's been wounded. We don't have private worship at home, but we want to come in here and act like everything's all right when we're worried about this and worried about that. Amen. He deserves to be worshiped. I don't want my worship to be wounded. Do you? By in everything, by prayer. And then he said supplication. Ain't you glad? I remember Esther when she went in the throne room. She said, "If I perish," she said, "I perish." She said, "For who knoweth the kingdom for such a time as this?" Boy, what a time we're living in right now.
Hey, listen to me. What a time we're living in. I ain't trying to get anybody down. Oh, but praise God. Listen, I don't care how rough it gets. He's still worthy to be worshipped. Amen. Amen. I don't want to come in here halfway and worship him. Listen to me. I know this might be a little odd, but this is what, listen, as they begin to sing that last song and the last verse, praise God, praise God. I started thinking, you know what? There's probably half of folks in here, maybe, I don't know, two or three, or maybe just one or two, maybe everybody, amen, just going through the motions of worship, amen. Listen to me. I want to tell you, you can go through the motions of things, amen. Listen to me. It can sound like truth, amen, but if it ain't in the spirit, it won't be worth a damn. I'm trying not to get ahead of myself. I'm trying to just take my time. But praise God, I'm glad we can enter into his throne room. And we can talk to him. And we can the Bible said, with prayer and supplication. Ain't you thankful we can ask petitions of God and he hears us when we pray? Oh, the Bible said, David said, what is man that God is mindful of him? Oh, I tell you, if there's ever one person that's unworthy for God to be mindful of, as you're looking at him tonight, oh, but his thoughts are on me, amen, continually is what the Bible said. Amen. Listen, I mean, he must have loved us a lot, you know that. Oh, and when we come, listen, maybe this is just for me tonight, but whenever I come in the house of God, I want my worship to be right. Oh, you think about all the worries and all the cares and worried about this and worried about bills and worried about jobs and marriage and homes and all these things. But ain't you glad we can go to the Lord in prayer and we can ask our petitions of him? And notice what the next part said. The next part said this. He said this in verse number 6, and with thanksgiving. Praise God. Praise God. I mean, we can have a little prayer. We can have some petition and then we can praise him. Amen. Amen. Knowing that God is able to hear, and not only hear, but answer our prayer. Oh, our choir sings a song, and it says this, well, I just can't praise him enough. I just can't thank him enough. Oh, I'm telling you, he's been so good to me.
Yes.
I want my worship to be right. Oh, listen to me. I'm so thankful. Listen, notice what happens. I mean, whenever you come in, when you got some worry and you begin to pray, you begin to ask for petition and you begin to praise him, you know what the next part said? The next part said in verse number 7, and the peace of God. Well, glory. Amen. Listen, is there anything any better when you're worried about something and you've prayed about it and you've asked God about it and you've praised him for it, and then hear that peace? Oh, that peace comes. Oh, that only he can send. Oh, listen, you know what that peace and that prayer and that petition and that praise will do? It'll take away your worry. Notice the next part. I'm trying to get through this. I'm not trying to kill you tonight. Verse number 8, the Bible said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, would you count how many they are right there? He said, think on these things. Amen. I believe there's 8 of them. Am I right? There's our 3rd 8. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The 8th month on the 8th day, and 8 things right there that we need to think about. Glory to God. In the 24th year, 8 times 3. Glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. God tonight. Notice with me now, as I begin to think about that, I believe a wondering mind will wound our worship. I mean, he go goes through all these eight things. Hey, man, listen, anybody's mind a wondering tonight, wondering whether God's going to do this, wondering whether God's going to do that. Hey, listen to me. And the Apostle Paul said to think on these things. Do you know what that means tonight? That word think means to take inventory. Amen. To take inventory. Hey, listen to me. Do you know how to cure a wondering mind? A wondering mind, let me tell you what a wondering mind will do. You come in here all pessimistic. The glass is half empty instead of half full. Well, why in the world's that pastor? I want to have church on a Thursday night. Well, we've done had church on Wednesday. Why is he doing that to us for? Wondering about this and wondering about that. Oh, listen to me. I tell you, well, this is the way we are. This is the way we are. It's a raining outside. I tell you, I just hate all that mud. I hate that mud. As the sun's a shining, I hate all that dust. Never satisfied. Wondering about this and wondering about that. Listen to me now. Listen to me. Oh, but I'm so thankful. He said to think on these things. He said if they be any virtue, if they be any praise, he said think on these things. That word think means to take inventory. Amen. Listen, you know how to cure a wondering mind is to start counting your blessings. Amen. Amen. Woo! When you think about, when you stop what you're doing and you start thinking about all your blessings that God's done for you, I just can't thank him enough. Just count your blessings just for a minute. Yeah. How good's God been to you? Well, we can count our dollars in the bank. We can count our cows in the field. Our kids. Have you ever tried to count your blessings? You ever tried to take an inventory? I don't do this anymore. I changed jobs. My sole job, I used to do inventory every 2 weeks for an explosive company. And I worked there for 7.5 years. And the very first time I walked in there around all kinds of explosives, I mean, I'm talking about level this place, Brother Delmer. I walked in there, and I mean, I was a little nervous. And I got to handling that stuff, Brother Kevin, is real small. And the Lord began to deal in my heart. He said, it's not my word like a fire, like a hammer that breaketh. That's what dynamite does. Amen. Praise God. Now I got to thinking, well, I've been handling something much stronger than that for years and years and years. Well, glory. Amen. But I tell you what we need to do. We need to take an inventory. Amen. Our mind begins to wander. And we say, well, the car maybe not might not be doing so good. You know what we ought to do? Well, our car ain't just doing so good. Well, at least we ain't a-walking. Amen. Well, amen, our clothes might not be the best. Well, at least we're not naked. Amen. Hey, listen to me. Oh, well, my house might not be the best. At least we're not homeless. Amen. At least we're not out in the heat and out in the cold. We need to take an inventory and count our blessings.
That's good.
Bible said this. He said those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me. Watch that next part. Do. Amen. Amen. Sometimes if you turn your Bible sideways like this, you get some winky faces. Sometimes if you turn them like this, you get a, oh, wow.
Yeah, you're right.
A mouth open. Has seen in me, do. Amen. Hey, praise God. If you've got a wondering mind and you're wondering whether God's going to do this or God's going to do that, I tell you what you better do. You better count your blessings and consider your examples. Amen. Amen. I tell you, I'm going to tell you a story just for a second. I've got an 86-year-old deacon in the house of the Lord up there where I pastor. He fell on July the 4th and broke his arm the very next morning. After our last service, he broke his arm in two places. He's played that piano up there all of his life. And he started going there when he's 3 years old. And he went on vacation that next week. The doctor telling him not to. He come back that Sunday, been in the hospital. hospital all week down in Florida. He come back to the house of God two Sundays later with a broke arm in two places. And you know what he did? He went to that piano school with everybody telling him not to. And he said, I ain't going to sit in the house of the Lord and do nothing. And began to play the piano with a broke arm in two places. Hey, listen to me. I'm thankful for brothers like that one right there. He's a dear blessing to me. Hey, listen to me. He's an example. We need to consider the examples that's been, praise God, we got a whole chapter in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, a face hall of fame. Consider the examples whenever I don't feel like going on. Amen. I'm glad I've got some examples. And if they ain't good enough, I'm glad I've got a Savior. The Bible said when it was time for him to go to Jerusalem, the Bible said he steadfastly set his eyes toward Jerusalem. Well, glory, I'm thankful for the examples. And if you consider the example and you count your blessings, praise God, it'll take care of a wandering mind. Those things wound our worship tonight.
Yeah, you're right.
They wound us. God, you're going to do this. God, you're going to do that. And you know what? I'm telling you, when you start counting them blessings, you consider those examples, you know what God will do? He'll bring His peace back. Amen. There's a continuance of His peace. Watch in the Bible right here. Watch in the Bible. The Bible said this in verse number 9. Those things which you've seen in me do, and the peace of God. Glory to God shall be with you. Hey, listen to me. You think about all the sin in the world. I'm telling you, you look at all, everybody's so upset about a presidential election. Amen. I tell you what, they've done cast out my president. Amen. You say, well, he got shot in the ear. I'm not talking about him. Amen. I'm talking about the Lord and Savior. Amen. That's who needs to be in charge of America. Amen. But America don't want God. Amen. America's attitude is we don't need God. Amen. But I tell you what, he holds the very breath, the next step, amen, in the palm of his hand.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but I want God.
Amen.
And I need God.
Amen.
Boy, when my mind begins to wander, boy, I'm glad I can count my blessings.
Yes.
Ain't God been good to you?
Yes.
God been good to you?
Yes.
We ought to just shout her down right there.
I guarantee it.
We ought to just take time out right there and just have a praise break for a minute.
Hey.
You know what that means? Our worship's wounded.
Right.
Watch this last part.
Right.
These are things that wound our worship. Verse 10, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Here's our last care, or the thing that wounds us. Now, not that I speak in respect of want. Wanting will wound your worship. Oh, listen to me. Most of my generation and younger, most my age and younger, I'm telling you, we live in a microwave society, McDonald's Christianity, where we want it now and we want it our way and we can't wait on anything and we've been so spoiled. Hey, man, we want this and we want this. We want a new car. We want a new home. We want new clothes. We want and we want and we want, and it wounds our worship. Bible said that the Apostle Paul, watch what he said.
Yes, sir, brother.
He said, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content.
Yeah.
You know what he had to do? He had to embrace some situations.
Yep. You're right.
Anybody going in through some bad situations? Don't raise your hand. Don't tell me. You're going through some hard times.
Oh, good preacher, brother.
Yes. You're going to have to start embracing some situations if you want your worship right.
You're right.
He said this. He said, for I have learned. Hey, man. You know what I believe? And I know this may not be popular, but I believe maybe in the beginning the Apostle Paul maybe not just had it just right, but he had to experience some trouble in order to embrace some trouble. Oh, listen to me. He had to go through some things to help him start being able to embrace those situations. And you might think that, I mean, let's just talk about the Apostle Paul just a minute.
spend a night and a day in the deep?
Yes.
Three times was he shipwrecked. Five times a night and a day. Five times he was striped. 39 stripes, save one. Hey, listen to me. Snake bit. I mean, just all the things. And he had to embrace the situations. He had to experience some things. Listen to me. God needs to let you experience some things for you to embrace some situations so your worship will be right. Amen. If you don't ever go through any bad, he said, for I've learned to be abased. He said, I've been down. He said, I've been up. He said, I've been hungry. He said, I've been full. He said, but I've learned in whatever state just to be content. That's our problem. We're never content.
That's right.
We get a raise, $1, $2 on the air. We want more. We want more. And we're never satisfied. You wanting and you wanting and you wanting. You got to embrace the situation. You got to experience some trouble. You know what my favorite part is? He says in verse number 13, and athletes, they'll ride it all over their shoes and their helmets and their eyes.
All preach, got nothing to do with it.
Go ahead, brother.
Hey.
It has nothing to do with their athletic ability, amen.
Yeah.
But the Apostle Paul was telling us, for our worship's sake, he said, if you want your worship to be right, he said, if you're wounded from wanting, he said, I have an expectation that God is going to take care of me. He said, I can do all things. There was an expectation from the Apostle Paul that God was going to help him through the storm and the shipwreck and the serpent and the strife and everything else that come in his way.
Amen. Amen.
We ought to have an expectation that God is going to take care of every single thing that comes our way.
He will, brother. Praise the Lord.
Sadly, there's not much of an expectation in the average church.
Right.
In the average Christian. And nowadays it's even worse than that. In the average preacher, they ain't an expectation that God's going to do something. I don't know about you, but I come down here expecting God to do something. Amen. I expected God. I don't want to be like Nazareth where he couldn't do a mighty work. Amen. I expected God to do something great. Watch this. Watch with me in the Bible. Don't die on me tonight. Watch with me in the Bible. And he said, you know, he said, I've got an expectation that not only is he going to take care of me, he said, but he's going to take care of you too.
Yes,
verse number 19, he said, but my God shall supply all your need.
That's good, brother. Thank God.
That's misquoted a lot. We add a little curly thing on the end of need that makes it plural. But it ain't plural right there. That's singular, amen. And I'm glad.
Me too, brother.
28 years ago, on the third day of March of the 1996 year, he satisfied and supplied all my need. Well, glory! I can rejoice over that. Watch how amazing the Bible is. He lists problems, then he gives them solutions. He said this, he said, if you count your blessings, and he said, you pray, and he said, you embrace your situation. He said, this is what's going to happen. He said, you're going to get your worry in check. He said, your wondering mind's going to be in check.
Yeah.
He said, then your wanting's going to be in check.
That's right.
And then he begins to write verse number 20.
That's right.
And when you get worry and you get a wondering mind and wanting in check, it's only natural to exalt him. He said, now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. He said, when you get your worry and you're wondering and you're wanting in check, it's only natural to exalt him.
That's right.
I wonder, this is really where the Lord, really, right here, this is pretty much the everything I've said just for this. Can you exalt him tonight?
Oh, yes, brother. Thank God.
Can you exalt him? I wonder, God looking down right now in the portals of glory, wanting somebody to exalt him.
Yeah, brother, what about that?
I hope your worship ain't wounded tonight. You know what God can do? This is amazing. I want to tell you this. I'll be through. You can take mud and you can make pottery. You can take crushed rock and make brick. But do you know that you can't absolutely make nothing out of dust?
That's right. Yes, sir.
You cannot take dust and make anything out of it.
Right.
But look what God did with it.
Yes. Right. Yep.
I ain't got no magic pixie dust or some magic spell to make everything go away.
Right, preacher.
But when we get our worry and our wondering and our wanting in check, it's just natural to exalt him. You know what he said over there in John chapter number 4? He told that woman, that little lady at the well, she said, "Our fathers, we worship in the mountain. You worship in Jerusalem." He said, "It's not about the place anymore." He said, "It ain't about the place. It ain't about the mountain. It ain't about the city. But it's about a person."
That's right. Yes, sir, brother.
A lot of churches are hung up on their place and their preacher.
Preach.
But it's about a person.
Hey.
I believe it's the next chapter, Colossians. "In him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily." It's all about him. If you read that first chapter, it tells you it's all about him. Glory to God.
Yep.
Can you exalt him tonight? I wonder if you can exalt him. Boy, I'm thankful. Rejoice in the Lord always. You might not feel like rejoicing.
Oh, preacher.
The bottom of your life might have just went, you just might have hit rock bottom just like Jonah. You know what you'll read in the book of Jonah? I believe there's three downs in the book of Jonah. And the fourth one is in chapter 2. In the chapter 1, there's three. Went down, went down, went down. You might be at the bottom and the seaweed are choking you. But I tell you, you know what will help you tonight? Just raise up and rear back that neck and that head and that heart and look towards him and exalt the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, brother, I'm through. Bless your heart.
Amen. Alyssa, you and Allie and Jens come up and sing "Bring It All to Him." You should come sing that. And he is preaching about wounded worship, and I'm glad for this. I'm glad if you're wounded, there's a question in the book of Jeremiah. It said, "Is there a balm in Gilead?" And if you're wounded, I thank God there's a place you can get that wound healed. It won't be, look here, it's not a Z-Pack. You ain't going to take it for 6 days. You can get it fixed up in 6 seconds.
Yeah, right.
Bring it all to him. As they sing this song, now listen. Question is are you taking inventory of where you're at? If that worship's wounded, it'd be a good time to get it fixed up tonight. God help us. Oh, listen, as they sing the song, I'm simply saying this. Really, honestly, friend, if you can't remember the last time you just broke forth, you can act like everything's fine. But there's something wrong between you and God. Something wrong between you and God.
Bring it all to him.
God help us as these
pray. I'll just bring it all to him.
What about that?
When you're looking
well, that's
for
true.